Oklahoma criminal justice reform may be leaving drug courts behind. Voters decided to change the law in 2016 so some low-level drug crimes would be charged as misdemeanors instead of felonies. The hope was that more drug users would stay out of prison and maybe get treatment. But you can't get into drug court unless you have a felony. State Impact's Quentin Chandler reports.
20 years is a long time to live with a drug addiction, but Rachel Washell says she's done it. She tends bar, she has a house and a car. She calls herself a functioning addict.
I'm very open and honest about it because, I mean, what do you do about it besides try to work with it the best way you can?
Washell just left an Oklahoma County courtroom, and her lawyer may be able to get her a suspended sentence for a misdemeanor drug possession charge. She's addicted to opiate painkillers, and she says she takes half a pill 3 times a day. That's why she's in court.
I was on my way to take a computer to my girlfriend and got pulled over because of a lens cover. Told them I had them on me because I know that they were, you know, they asked, and I just have always been honest, and 2 pills, they took me to jail.
Before State Question 780 passed last July, Washell would have been looking at a felony, and that felony could have gotten her a spot in drug court. Not that she wants one.
Well, if I was facing jail time, if I had to do drug court, I would do drug court. And my aspect of what drug court is not treatment.
The state reports drug court graduates are much less likely to go to prison than the average former inmate. State mental health and drug abuse officials are looking closer at drug court participants since 780 passed. They say nearly a quarter of those charged with felonies in recent years would be charged with misdemeanors if they were arrested for the same crimes today. That means they wouldn't have made the cut for drug court. The reason why leads us roughly 2.5 hours northeast on Interstate 44 to Prior Creek, up a narrow staircase, and the office of Attorney Ben Scherer. Scherer is a former state representative, and in 2008, he co-sponsored a bill that made it possible for drug courts to accept people with misdemeanors. Originally, the law only allowed felony offenders.
My thought was it would give us the opportunity to maybe capture certain cases on people where we saw that, hey, this person may be having a drug problem, and hopefully maybe get some treatment for those individuals before they became felony offenders.
The bill was popular. It received unanimous support in both the House and Senate. Scherer says the legislation looked great on paper, but in reality, it didn't do much.
I can't cite a single specific instance where a misdemeanor offender was actually placed into a drug court.
He thinks that's partly because before 780 passed, most drug offenses were felonies.
Maybe the people involved in the drug court program thought, on the whole, our time's better spent with felony offenders.
Tammy Westcott supervises drug court in Tulsa County. She says they're working with the local district attorney and public defender to figure out how to create a misdemeanor drug court. The carrot could be dismissing people's charges.
We need to restructure the program. Nobody's going to do a felony drug court, which is a minimum of 18 months, for a misdemeanor offense.
The penalty for a misdemeanor is a max of 1 year in county jail.
If we did a 9-month program, at least some treatment, some tools, some help for the offenders is better than straight probation without treatment.
There'd also be big administrative changes, but Westcott says the real roadblock is funding. An Oklahoma County drug court official agrees funding is a problem and so is staffing. She says there's nothing else preventing them from setting up misdemeanor drug courts, but it'd be best if legislators passed new legislation to guide them. Rachel Washell doesn't really care if there's a drug court for her.
I would end up flunking out of drug court, if you see what I'm saying, until I got treatment to get off the pills that I've been on for so long.
She would do rehab, but says it's too expensive. Westcott wants Washell and others in her position to know drug court is difficult, but it's more than just showing up for court and taking a urine test. She says there is inpatient treatment, emotional support, and courts can hook people up with things like food, clothes, education, jobs, and child care. For State Impact, I'm Quentin Chandler.